The strange saga of Matt to Hart was probably always bound to inspire a feature-length film treatment. It's one of those real-life stories we're inherently drawn to. It's about a seemingly ordinary person consumed by the worlds of espionage and government secrets. It's loaded with bizarre twists and turns, and it has a, for lack of a better term, protagonist whose motives turn out to be much more complicated and disturbing than they initially appear. A new documentary called Enemies of the State digs into the troubling allegations DeHart made against the U.S. government, as well as allegations made against him, and it's structured in a way that deliberately withholds crucial details from us, sometimes to a frustrating degree. Born into a religious military family, DeHart is described as having a genius for computers, as well as a rebellious anti-authoritarian streak. In his 20s, he became an intelligence analyst for the Air National Guard, all the while hosting an online server onto which a government whistleblower reportedly dumped a trove of top-secret documents that implicated the CIA in nefarious dealings in the aftermath of 9/11. These alleged documents immediately put a target on DeHart's back, and he and his parents left their nondescript suburban home in Indiana in the middle of the night to seek asylum in Canada. But there's more. A lot more. In DeHart's eventual court depositions, which are recreated in this film by actors mouthing along to the original audio, he tells wild stories about being drugged, tortured, and interrogated by the FBI. Meanwhile, another FBI agent is investigating allegations about DeHart that are, depending on how you look at them, either incredibly troubling or incredibly questionable. All of this is detailed in a rush of information, sometimes told chronologically and sometimes told out of order, with the movie's timeline jumping back and forth as a means of communicating the dizzying pace of the investigation. The film's director, Sonia Kennebec, has made a career out of profiling government antagonists. Her first documentary, National Bird, was about a trio of American whistleblowers who had participated in illegal drone strikes, and her upcoming film is about Reality Winner, who is still in prison for leaking confidential information about Russian interference in the 2016 election. The influence of executive producer Errol Morris, whose 1988 masterwork The Thin Blue Line sparked so many true crime conventions, is all over this movie, although Morris has always had a better control of story, of not letting process obscure the particulars. Kennebec's structure here is sometimes needlessly convoluted, and it turns out to be deliberately designed so that a major development can be revealed in a final gotcha moment. So many aspects of the story are already confusing and unclear, both morally and logically, and the movie only further muddies the waters. But maybe that's a deliberate decision, because at its core, Enemies of the State is a film about the porous nature of truth, about the perils of folk heroism, about the all-encompassing power of paranoia. We're left puzzled at the end. On one side of the equation is the United States government, who's regularly overstepped boundaries and smeared its opponents. And on the other is the DeHart clan, who are living in a state of constant suspicion about everything and everyone around them. Is that paranoia legitimate? We may never know those answers, which makes this story frustrating and intriguing in equal measure. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.